Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got another fascinating show. Ooh, like a really juicy topic to dig into with a wonderful guest today. I'm really looking forward to it. But of course, first we have our blog post from a couple of years ago. So let's get into it so we can get around it. So today's blog post is entitled, "The Confusion We Feel Must Not Stop Us From Taking Action." There is a confusion we sometimes feel. For those of us on a spiritual path, some things don't make sense. We thought we understood how the universe worked, yet what we see in front of us does not fit our beliefs. For when we have had an experience of transcendence, we can feel the perfection of all that is. It is not an intellectual knowing of perfection. Rather, it is an ephemeral experience that is beyond this physical world that everything is truly perfect. And then we come back to this world. We see the immense challenges in front of us. Things like the ecological crisis, wars, and the instability around the world. All these things cause us some confusion on a deep level. For how could everything be perfect and the world be such a mess? We walk around feeling like we know the truth, yet that truth does not make sense. Even among those in our own communities, we find pain, trauma, and betrayal. How can this all be? All the arguments about free will just don't seem strong enough to account for all of this. So we are left with this internal confusion. How do we reconcile the cognitive dissonance? Perhaps it is about perspective. On the grand scale, way beyond our day-to-day life, on a cosmic scale, everything is perfect. Yet on a small scale, or even a planetary scale, things are far less than perfect. This lack of perfection on the small scale might just be a calling to us, that it is a time to change, a time to disrupt the way things are, and even time to change how we live our lives. For society, the way it is currently structured is not sustainable. It cannot last without a transformation. And that transformation is up to us. Each of us, in whatever way we can contribute to make the change happen. For the status quo will not change on its own. It must be forced to change. And we can change it. If we don't take too long and we take action now, the planet will survive. Humanity might not. The time has come to rise above our confusion and do what we know to be the right thing to do. For it is up to each of us, in whatever small way we can stand up, to do so now, before it is too late for all of us. So what can you do to change and contribute to making the world a kinder, more sustainable place to live? So this blog post kind of came out of two sort of very different things that came to me. And the first was, in ceremony, feeling the perfection and the beauty and the energy of what it's like to be connected to everything in the universe. And it was a beautiful, transcendent experience. And then I came back. And then I had to deal with life and people and all kinds of things. And then I read a blog post from someone else around the ecological crisis, and I mean, pretty much how the world governments are not taking the action needed to do something about it, not in a big enough, strong enough way. And how it's a real danger, and that we really need to wake up to this. We can't keep living like we were living 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's just not sustainable. And it's going to have severe implications for our future. And so I'm sitting there with, like, oh my God, we're destroying the environment of this world. Oh, but there's this beautiful transcendence experience where everything is perfect. How do you reconcile these two things? I remember talking to a friend of mine, Jennifer Huff, who I've had on the show in the past, who's a spiritual teacher. And I was just expressing to her kind of my sadness and my concern and my worry over the future of where this world is going. And she kind of pointed out to me, she said, "Do you think we're the only civilization in the entire universe?" And I'm like, "No, the universe is vast and huge and really old, and there's probably been, you know, millions of civilizations." And she says, "Do you think any of those civilizations went extinct?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure there must have been some." And she was like, "On the grand scale of things, civilizations, planetary civilizations, solar civilizations, even galactic civilizations will come and go. Doesn't mean it's not perfect. It's just a question of what are we going to do about it." And there was just something in the way she approached it, in the way she framed it, that just made me say, oh, okay, I get it. Just because we can't see the perfection, just because we don't have the perspective, that transcendent, beyond time and space perspective, doesn't mean it's not perfect. Doesn't mean that there's not suffering. It doesn't mean that suffering is bad. Maybe it's extremely necessary for our spiritual path and our growth. And then I just remember there was a little line somewhere that someone said something like, if you see something that bothers you, it's a calling for you to do something about it. And so it just kind of brought everything together. And it's like, yeah, if we see something that bothers us, that worries us, that's a call for us to do something about it. And so I continue to do my work. I continue to work with people. I continue to do this show and put out messages that I feel are important. and to remind people that perhaps in the grand scale of things, it doesn't feel like we can make much of a difference. But every small action, every little step that we take, it makes a difference. We may not see it, feel it, hear it, maybe not in our lifetime. But who knows, maybe you're just kind to some kid. And because you were kind to that kid, they grow up and they figure out some amazing solutions to some big worldly problem. Who knows? The universe is a vast and mysterious place. And we never know just what is truly the impact we make. Because our perspective is infinitesimal compared to the grand galactic perspective. All right. So that's my blog post. Again, the title of it is "The Confusion We Feel Must Not Stop Us From Taking Action." Of course, you can always find my blog at my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com. You can always, see the blog on our radio station website, talkradio.nyc/blog. Ooh, and I do see loyal listener Patty tuning in. Don't know, Patty, if you're in your home state of Arizona or not, but I hope you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in and being part of the show. All right. So now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show research scientist, sound healer, and author Ruslana Remnikov. Ruslana is a former research scientist for the Fortune 100 ranked company Thermo Fisher Scientific. Ooh, I remember them from when I was a little kid. Like, they used to make little chemistry sets. I think we used to get as kids that you can experiment with and use sulfur to like make things all stinky and stuff. I remember that. Where she worked with vaccine sciences. In 2016, In 2016, a leap of faith for a more meaningful life, she left the world of corporate science to later open a sound medicine practice while writing her first book. She is the founder of Songbird Science, a research company exploring the intersection of frequency, consciousness, and wellness. Her sound medicine practice has integrated into the VCU, MCV healthcare system. VCU is...
Virginia Commonwealth University.
Ah, Virginia. Okay, thank you. Where it continues to promote holistic healing and well-being. In her new book, I have right here, Activating Our 12-Stranded DNA, Secrets of Dodecahedral DNA for Completing Our Human Evolution, 3-time Ironman music artist, sound practitioner, and scientist, Ruslana reveals how, through vibration and intention, you can shape-shift DNA from the standard double helix to its 12-stranded dodecahedral form, unlocking your spiritual potential and opening the way for deep healing of the past, present, and future of your deeper self. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Ruslana.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. The fact that you have, myself, I went to the Bronx High School of Science. So science is always kind of like in there. So when I bring people on who approach these very esoteric topics, but from a scientific background, it always warms my heart. Though I do have to ask you, 3-time Ironman?
Yes. That is how actually I started my spiritual and physical awakening, is through Ironman.
Wow. Okay. We're going to have to talk more about that. And I see another loyal listener, Catherine, tuning in from New Mexico. Good morning. Thank you, Catherine, for tuning into the show. Really appreciate it. So I'm curious, just initially, let's first just talk about your scientific path. Like, were you interested in becoming a scientist from the time you were a little girl, or was this something that sort of something happened that awakened your interest and said, "Ooh, I really want to go in that direction"?
Ever since I was walking barefoot as a young child, I would spend most of my times outdoors. mainly because my parents immigrated here from Eastern Europe. I didn't speak much English or very well, and I was so fascinated with the natural world around me. So I would, as a child, always be surrounded in nature, barefoot. I used to come home with all kinds of things on my body. So I would say yes, as a young, even from the beginning, I have always been intrigued by the organic world around us. Yes.
I'm just curious, where around, where not specifically, but just in general, where did you grow up?
Virginia.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah, in
you're
central Virginia.
Central Virginia. Gotcha. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So I do want to ask you about how you went from being a research scientist to getting into sound healing and what got you sort of on your spiritual path. But we're going to take a quick break first, and then we'll get into all of that when we come back. Okay.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media and on your favorite podcasting platform. And we will be right back with our guest, Ruslana Remnikov, author of the book, Activating Our 12-Stranded DNA, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Ruslana Remnikov, author of the book Activating Our 12-Stranded DNA. So, Ruslana, you've a background as a scientist. You worked for Thermo Fisher Scientific in vaccine sciences. How did you get into this crazy world of spirituality?
Well, my journey began back in 2016. I was facing a very, really hard time in my life emotionally, where I had performed the steps that my father had as a legacy. As I mentioned, I come from a family of immigrants. I went through the motion of doing well in school, studying all of the technical subjects, science, math, got into the corporate environment as a scientist. And then there was a moment in my life, particularly after my father passed away in 2016 of a random heart attack, where I started to question, am I living my purpose? Am I living in fulfillment? Am I living to my soul's truth? So I was confronted with these questions. And I knew that I had to make a choice if I was going to continue down this path of following the rules, staying in the lane, not listening to that whisper, that transcendence that wanted to emerge, as you mentioned in your blog post earlier, because I felt it. And to turn away from it would mean I would betray my own truth. I believe is one of the kind of the intersections where we all sort of have the opportunity to face in our daily lives. Are we being true to ourselves?
Let me ask you, were you brought up in a particularly spiritual, religious kind of household? You know, was this something that kind of was around your environment as a kid, or was this something that just was more unique to you?
I think it was unique to me, my authentic journey in this human life. My parents were not particularly religious. I was born into a Jewish family, but we were not Orthodox. We didn't sort of follow the regimen of having a solid religious regimen.
So it was go to synagogue on the high holy days, celebrate Passover, and that's about it.
Correct. Yes. Yes. And so when my father passed, actually that was the catalyst. You asking me these very hard questions myself, these hard questions. And so the first thing that I did was I approached my emotional healing, which, as I mentioned, I was very sad, depressed, just because I was confused as to what am I doing with myself? What am I following my truth? And I didn't know how to answer that because I didn't experiment with that.
Right. They don't teach you that in school, right? There's no class that says how to follow your truth.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that in life, we as humans are so conditioned to wanting to be safe, wanting to be contained, wanting to feel stability. And all of those things are non-negotiable. Right. However, when we try to expand, when we try to transform, evolve, there's a stimuli that we can decide upon that's more spiritual based in order for the physical body to catch up with. And that also translates in the mirror that surrounds us as well.
I'm curious though, was there a particular incident, experience that you had or something that like kind of pushed you over the edge and said, no, I got to go in this direction?
Yes. So after my dad died, I decided to, in his honor, do an Ironman. That was the physical over the brink moment for me.
Got it.
Yeah. The conditioning, I was also leaving a 7-year marriage as well. That was very, it had sort of a cult attached to it. So there was a kind of a spiritual and a physical dimensions that were activated. And I found solace by physical training for this Ironman while confronting my grief, while exploring who I am as a being. And so after I did Ironman Australia, I finished as the as a world-class athlete in my age group.
Wow.
And then something happened to me where I felt not necessarily like fulfilled and completed, but something unlocked. I felt like I opened a door to potential where I got to experience my potential on a physical and spiritual level. And I came back completely different and changed. I had already been progressing in that direction, but after I did that one big milestone in my life where I couldn't even run a mile, you know, a year earlier, I came back and I thought, if I can put myself through all of this training, then what would happen if I let go? If I let go of this track of my scientific career, what would happen if I went out and branched out, find out who I am or who I want to be?
So it's like kind of, you spent about a year training for the Ironman, the first one?
For the first one, yeah. I spent about a year training for it. That's all that I did. I went to work and then I trained afterwards.
And that was it.
And
then you went to Australia. And then that moment of clarity you had, was that like immediately after you finished the Ironman? Was it in the middle of the Ironman? Or was it like the next day? Like, when do you remember when that moment of clarity came?
It was the moment that I crossed over that line. At the end, when there's always this moment in Ironman competitions when an athlete crosses the line. They say your full name, Ruslana Romanikova, you are an Ironman. And usually my father would be waiting for me there because he always attended everything that I did. But I wanted to show up by myself without any support and experience that moment without him physically being there. But also I wanted to feel myself and him in that kind of transcendent moment.
Gotcha.
And to answer your question, a little funny story. When I came back home, it was so obvious that I was already sort of a different person. I got actually called in by HR and they said, we've noticed some changes about you and we wanted to discuss them. It wasn't anything performance related, but we've just noticed sort of a different air about you.
Wow. That's funny. And so we just got a few minutes before break. So you came back, you had this awakening, you decide to explore. What did you do? Did you tell your work, I want to take a leave of absence, or it's just, I quit? And then like, how did you like search or go to like, what's the next thing?
I was so inspired by how I was feeling. I was feeling uplifted, happy, confident. I wanted to share this with the world. So the first thing that I thought about was actually opening my own juice truck. I supplemented my physical conditioning with smoothies and juices. So I opened a business, a smoothie truck business, which later expanded to a coffee shop, an award-winning coffee shop.
Oh, wow.
Not for about 3 years, COVID hit. And I decided that I was going to go back to corporate, work on a specific project while working on this book. There was that kind of complex pathway, but also it was part of the divine sort of intricate plan as to how this book came through fruition, the inspiration behind the science of it. And also I had to go through the spiritual path as we all do continuously in order to see what's on the other side of it.
Yeah. Okay. And I do want to get into this whole concept of 12-stranded DNA and its basis, whether in reality or spirituality and stuff. But I think what I want to do is go to break now. So then we have time to do it when we come back. Okay.
Perfect.
Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Ruslana Remnikov, author of the book, Activating Our 12-Stranded DNA. And we'll be right back to get into it. And we're going to break. Engineer Jess.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Ruslana, you had this awakening. You started going in this direction, getting away from your corporate job, having a...
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
A juice truck and thing. But what kind of got you intrigued in this idea of 12 strands of DNA? Because most of us are taught in school, there's only 2 strands of DNA. So, although some of us know there's more than that. But what got you kind of on that track?
I started writing a manuscript that was geared towards the evolution of our healing, human healing. And at the time, I had returned back to corporate to focus on a specific project. I was writing this manuscript for about 2 years. Now, mind you, that it took me a lot longer to write this book, mm-hmm. but the initial embryo was sort of a compendium of sort of inspirations that I was receiving from a construct within and externally of me. I knew that inherently, I had already intuitively knew that I was going to be focused on a sort of an alternative science that mm-hmm. is not just, it's not particularly just for our time, but it's sort of a visionary blueprint of science that's coming in the future. Mm-hmm. How do I know this? It's inspired. It's mm-hmm. sort of, I realized that, my path that I shared already is sort of a conduit, an offering of science that is relevant today and also science, exciting science that will be relevant again more down the line.
And did these inspirations come while you were meditating, while you were doing yoga? I mean, was there some practice you were doing that supported this, or were they just kind of random thoughts that just dropped in at odd times?
I believe it's sort of karmic, sort of a karmic inheritance that I chose, meaning in this lifetime and in others, I practice surrendering. I practice letting go and taking leaps of faith. For example, when I decided to go full time into writing this book, I left corporate completely into the abyss, but I was embracing the abyss. I wanted to listen deeply. And so to do that, I offered myself to be that medium for this particular project.
And what sort of brought you on the track of sound healing?
I live very intuitively. So when I left my corporate career, I knew that there was a transmission that came to me that sound is the future of medicine. Sound will be the medium, the modality that biotech is now going to be investigating. All of those ideas, all of those inspirations are now actually living through fruition. These ideas I had 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago happened for me. So wow. I'm so happy I decided to do it.
And so when you started to investigate and you started to write your book and researching around this idea of 12-stranded DNAs, what did you learn about it? What surprised you? What kind of came up that was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I've got to really delve into this more.
Well, internally, I knew that in traditional science, we are taught about the double-stranded DNA. That's something that every textbook has and will continue to have moving forward. We just, it's part of our construct. Mm-hmm. However, I wanted to know kind of, is our biology that we're taught the full story or just the beginning? Mm-hmm. So the book that you're holding in your hands is a culmination of research that I've gathered that is sort of the map, the roadmap into exploring our DNA as more of a complex, sophisticated, elegant structure. I call it a dodecahedral model. Dodecahedron comes from the Platonic solid that was introduced thousands of years ago by the Pythagoreans, by Plato. Mm-hmm. And the dodecahedron is symbolic in so many different ways for the number 12. So in summary, the 12-stranded DNA is a concept that is more, that's based more on alternative science and spiritual circles. It's not a validated construct yet, but I wanted this book to be an offering to the voices that are starting to stir up about investigating our genetic makeup as something that is so much more profound than just a 2-stranded DNA, which is a valid makeup of who we already are, because we are starting to see trends. We are starting to see how DNA is the language of life. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the future, even though we see kind of whispers of that, of AI, right? Mm-hmm. AI is an intelligence. Well, our DNA is the formal and original instrument of intelligence. Mm-hmm. It holds memories of our lifetime and generations of lifetime that we say is 7, but I believe, I mean, how do we even know it's 7? I believe
Right. And they're finding more and more that there's more information encoded in our DNA that's been passed down from our ancestors to us, much more so than we've realized in the past.
Absolutely. And we also know that a very small portion of our body, 2%, is made of protein. Everything, the reason why we're functioning today physically is because of the 2% of our genetic makeup that is expressed. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the other 98%? What capacity does that hold? So in the 12-stranded DNA projection, it's becoming pretty legendary now, which is exciting because a lot of people are starting to sort of bring this conversation, this idea, the 12th strand of DNA forward, because we're living in the spiritual transcendent age, right? Mm-hmm. Are there powers? Are there hidden talents within these dormant strands that could lead to more than just precognition or or psychokinesis or telepathy? I believe yes, there is. So you won't find the 12-stranded DNA in a biology textbook, but it does. I believe that more people are becoming curious about it because it resonates. It resonates emotionally and spiritually with those who feel that there's more to being human than just survival or science that can explain.
Right, right. Yeah, and there have been many spiritual teachers, at least I've been aware of over the last 20 years or so, who've talked about the 12-stranded DNAs, who have meditations for activating it, and talk about the an energetic or etheric terms, that there are 12-stranded golden DNAs and all that kind of stuff. As you were doing your research and writing the book, did you come across anything that caused that cognitive dissonance that I talked about in my blog post? Like, was there something that you were seeing that it was like, quote unquote, we knew to be true, but just didn't make sense compared to this material that you're downloading and getting access to?
I think that, are you speaking of the cancer cell lines or something else?
No. Just in general.
Well, I think that there was an indicator years ago. I believe it was in 2018 or 2019. It wasn't that many years ago, but scientists at Imperial College discovered in a normal, healthy human cell that a quadruple DNA helix exists.
Oh, it's
real.
Oh, wow.
There isn't much narrative around it currently, which is surprising to me, but also not surprising to me. For some reason, there is a stigma around the possibility that we're much more complex that we that textbooks project. And that's an interesting, you know, there's a reason why for that. But the fact that that's already out there and there are studies around it, I believe is an indicator of a higher consciousness that is pointing into the direction that our DNA is actually more complex. We are rising in our knowledge about our DNA being at least a 4-stranded DNA potential.
Right, right. And if there can be 4 strands, why can't there be 8? Why can't there be 12? It's once you kind of break out of the traditional mindset that this is the way it has to be all the time, and then you start finding evidence that it doesn't have to be that way all the time, now we open up the possibilities. And how does sound relate to all of this?
Sound. So sound relates to all of this because sound produces a vibration, just like light or electromagnetic energy. And so it influences how our cells function. So how this is relative to epigenetics and DNA is that epigenetics is based on the principle that an environmental stimulus can impact the expression of our DNA. And so sound is a potential of that. More and more scientists now are exploring sound as an influencer of epigenetics.
And I guess this kind of relates to what you briefly mentioned before, this idea of how does sound affect things like cancer and disease in the body?
Yes. So there was a recent study that came out last year on a specific cell line, which is very famous now. It's called HeLa, H-E-L-A. HeLa stands for Henrietta Lacks. Back in the 80s, actually, Thermo Fisher extracted her DNA because she had a specific cervical cancer line that was dubbed immortal. It just kept coming back. And so last year, a study came out where it showed dissonant. So dissonant would be sort of the opposite of harmonic influence through sound. But a dissonant sound using xylophone rupturing a HeLa cell. That's huge. That's big. So, yes, to add on to that, sound is being used in cancer research. Also, I have been working in hospitals specifically with palliative care patients and with cancer patients in a sound healing context. My practice is actually so it inspires me personally, but it's also, it's very primitive. I show up with my instruments and I play alongside a clinical bed, like the 1700s French doctor Diogel, where he would come and he would play like a violin and then measure the metrics, of his patients, like the heart, the blood pressure, and how the sound is impacting. But similarly, I do that with my patients at MCVVCU Hospital. And there has just been like too many success stories using sound therapy with only 12 to 15 minute sessions. There's already a big and tremendous influence over the patient's emotional and physiological states.
Wow. Tremendous. Tremendous. And this is one of the things that, that there's actually more and more research being done of the effect of sound on the human body, on cancer cells, things like that. And it seems to be an up and coming field of study. All right. It's time for us to take our last break of the show. I could go on and have conversations with you for hours. but let's take a break here. And when we come back, I want to just talk about sort of what people can expect to get from the book. What's the intention behind the book? And then like, how has that affected just what you do on a day-to-day basis? Okay. Like, how can this really support people? So, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Ruslana Remnikov, author of the book, Activating Our 12-Stranded DNA. And we'll be right back to finish it all up in just a moment.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. So Ruslana, how long did it take you to write this book? How long were you working on it for before you published it?
A total about 5 years.
5 years. Wow. And what would you say is the real intention behind the book? Like, what do you hope people get from the book? What are they reading it? I mean, is this a book for people who want to investigate the scientific basis behind 12-stranded DNA? Is this a spiritual book? What type of a book is this?
So the book is a blend of both science and spiritual principles. It offers more than just information. It's an invitation to remember who you truly are. Earlier, you were talking about your blog post, and if we can, this kind of rang to me while you were talking about it. Even if we wake up with curiosity about our being, a moment each day as a form of meditation, we are evolving. We are remembering. We are taking a step into remembering who we are, even if we're curious about life itself. And so the book offers a blend of ancient wisdom, modern science, and practical guidance to help readers sort of guide their own journey, because I believe in embodying, empowering a reader to activate their inner and personal evolution. The book is an invitation and sort of a first step into becoming aware. And actually, there is a thorough excavation of understanding the 12-stranded DNA concept overall. It's written, again, in layman's term. So I wanted to make it accessible. This is about untapping into your human potential, intuitive intelligence, and expanded consciousness. There are tools and practices. I'm also really interested in water, the power of water, the life of water, life being water being a conduit of consciousness itself, an emerging area in science right now, specifically to DNA, because water shells, it houses DNA.
In all the things that you researched and you got in the inspirations you got and everything, how has what you've learned in the book helped you in your life?
The colors of my perspective, of my lens, has changed. There's more resonance, amplification towards relationships with people, towards my relationships with trees, with plants. I have a video of me talking with a plant, and the plant is, I'm asking the tree, a vine that is hanging from a tree, to approach my voice. Could you please come to my voice? You can see the vine coming to my voice. It's touching my cheek suddenly.
Wow.
There's more connection. I believe that we're here as human beings, maybe as an experiment to redefine not just who we are, but our meaning to connection, to life. What is life?
Yeah.
It flows through us.
Right.
And so if we can potentially redevelop our own relationship to what life even means, then the color, the rainbow of the colors in the rainbow expands in our world at day to day. And that doesn't mean that I walk around feeling jolly and hopeful and uplifted each and every day, because that's humans are not by definition perfect.
We experience the full spectrum of emotions every day.
And that's the beauty of that, is we get to experience the full spectrum. That's that is the definition of love to me. And why did I write this book? Because of love. I wrote it because of love. That's a concept that I believe is becoming more and more forgotten, because we are so concerned about being politically correct, scientifically correct, all of those things. Those constructs are important. They are.
Mm-hmm.
But also hope is too.
Right.
So right. It's sort of a multidimensional blend potion mm-hmm. to reconnecting to our interdimensional transcendent self,
mm-hmm.
especially the parts of us that holds ancient memory, soul purpose, and creative power.
Mm-hmm. And so you obviously no longer work for Thermo Fisher. What is your practice? What are you doing now full-time? Are you just finished writing the book, or are you a full-time author, or you do other things now?
I am a sound healer. So I work in the hospital with MCV. Mm-hmm. I also consult. So mm-hmm. I work with people on their creative visions, whether it means maybe sonifying a specific biological principle. Mm-hmm. I work with sound specifically. I also mm-hmm. write. It's so funny when people ask, what do you do? Well, I say, I do it all. I do a lot of things.
Right, right.
But yeah, I work with people in terms of healing and bringing their creative visions to life when it comes to DNA, emotional wellness, or
wonderful.
Their creative inspirations.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Ruslana, I wish I had more time to chat with you. It's such a fascinating conversation. But unfortunately, we only have a limited amount of time. If people want to reach out to you, get in touch with you, how would they find you? Where would they find you online?
My website, RuslanaRabinikova.com. I'm also available through email, which is on my website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And, any other books in the works, or are you going to take a break for a while?
I do have a scientific paper that mm-hmm. is in review currently. And yes, there is inspiration for another book.
Okay.
I will say that at the least. Yes.
And just real quick, what's the scientific paper about?
I did a study to examine whether sound has an emotional influence on a person's ability to experience synchronicities.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
The language of the cosmos. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. A number of years ago, probably, God, how long ago? I don't know. Might be more than 5 years ago. I had a gentleman on who wrote a book all around synchronicities, and he did a whole study about serendipities and synchronicities and how
Bernie.
To get in touch with that. I have to think of who that was.
Bernie Beitman?
Huh?
Was it Dr. Beitman?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, he's actually in that study.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, and I see our loyal listener, Patty, saying we have a wonderful show. Thanks for continuing to tune in, Patty. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ruslana, for taking the time to come on my show.
Yeah, really thank you, everyone out there. Thank you so much. Really appreciate everyone here today.
Absolutely. Of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. And don't forget, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay at talkradio.nyc, all over social media, and on all your favorite podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon, wherever you love to listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. And don't forget, later today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health, followed by the dynamic trio with Serving Up Success with a Splash at 6 p.m. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
Empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.